Welcome to Quest for the Insane. I'm Coach Tyra. On today's segment, I want to talk to you ladies about the importance of having standards and boundaries and what you think is going to help you keep a man. Because this is a topic that came up recently. And so, if you don't have standards and boundaries for yourself, and basically have self-respect, then you can't get mad if the man don't have any for you. Case in point, you do any and everything to get him and do any and everything to keep him, and then you want him to respect you, but you haven't respected yourself. We teach people how to treat us by what we do to ourselves and what we tolerate and allow. And so these are two words that get women, in particular, sometimes men, but mostly women, in trouble in relationships. And these two words, they're not your friend. And they're called settle. When you settle for bullshit. And the other word is called tolerate. What you tolerate. What you tolerate, and you continue to tolerate it, it's going to get worse and bigger and deeper and more painful. And at some point, when you finally get tired, you're mad at the man. But the person you really need to be mad at is yourself. Because why? You tolerated it. So when you're dating someone, make sure you have some standards and boundaries. I can't tell you what yours should be because everybody is different. For me, is, and I'm married, but if I was single, these would be my top five standards. These would be my top five standards, period. Number one, you need to have a relationship with the Lord. That's for me. I cannot be bothered with no man that don't hit the Lord ain't the head of his life. Because I'm not going, you can't lead me nowhere but to damnation. Now, I didn't say a particular religion. I said a relationship with the Lord. If the Lord is not the head of your life, I can't fuck with you. Number one. Number two is, you need to have a job or a career. Side hustle something. Because I'm not taking care of no man. This ain't no Holiday Inn where you check in and don't check out. You got to get up out of here. I can't take care of no grown man. Because I didn't birth no son into the world. So ain't nobody going to my purse get no money out. Because I'm not cut like that. Number three is that I need to know what your moral character is. Are you a man of your word? Are you honorable? Do you keep your word? Are you reliable? Are you a hothead? So number three is you need to have good character. That's basically number three. Good character, that covers all that. Because one thing I don't want to deal with, and most women shouldn't deal with, well, no woman should deal with it, but some women like it, I don't know why, but I don't want a lying, cheating man. Somebody I can't depend on, somebody I can't rely on. Your words and your actions don't match. That don't work from time. So number three is you must have impeccable good character. Okay, God first, gainfully employed, good character. Number four is your finances need to be in order. I'm not saying you have to be rich, but you don't need to be coming to me trying to be in a relationship where you got a mountain of debt, because I'm not going to help you dig out of it. Don't be looking for me to help you dig out of it. Because once again, my name is not Tyra Bank and Trust. I'm not out here funding motherfuckers. okay? I'm not no mutual fund, and I'm not giving you no seed money. I'm glad you got hopes and dreams, but I'm not about to fudge your hopes and dreams, okay? I'm not a man that's ambitious, but you better probably have somebody to help you fund them dreams, because it ain't gonna be me. And then lastly, but not least, is I don't want no man when I got a whole lot of baggage. Everybody has baggage, but there's a limit on the amount of baggage. Meaning that I would never date a man that got 5, 6, 7 baby mamas all over the place. That he too messy. You got too much going on. You know, that's too much. That's too much of a headache. I mean, it's 5 or 6 women I got to deal with. No. And then I'm trying to figure out why you're so reckless with your penis and you got 5 or 6 different women pregnant. That tells me you're not responsible. And that tells me I don't need to be bothered. So those are really my top 5. But your top 5 can be anything. But please get yourself some standards, ladies. Don't just settle for anything and just don't tolerate anything. Definitely don't tolerate abuse. Hitting you, choking you, putting you down, calling you bitches and whores, telling you you ugly, you stupid, you ain't nothing without him, using other forms of manipulation to control you. Don't be accepting abuse because you don't have to. All right, I hope this segment helps you. If it don't help you, pass it on to someone that it can help. And as always, be blessed.